at the NAFQ Annual Show here in Nashville, Music City, USA with Randy Smith. How's it going, man?
Fantastic. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. So what are the show is just starting.
Just kicking off.
I mean, what do you want to accomplish here at this show this year?
I'm really looking forward to seeing the different, quite honestly, the breakouts and the different exhibitors that are here and what they're offering. I love what you're doing,
Thank you.
You know, just as we were walking around, just seeing the different people that are using different medias.
There's a lot of that, yeah. I mean, like NAFQ's got a video thing going over there. We got some green screens going over here. Yeah, everyone's stepping it up this year. It looks good.
I think that's the thing. And then I was following the hashtag this morning in the first breakouts and, with the opening keynotes. And it's good to see more people using that type of stuff. Yeah. So I think that's great.
So let's talk trends in the industry. I mean, you are the king of content curation at CU Insight, and you guys are doing a great job over there. What are you seeing out there right now? What trends are you seeing? Obviously, the mobile wave is still hitting us like a freight train. Regulations, compliance, all that type of stuff. What are you seeing?
Mobile, fintech, payments all get just a ton of interest on CU Insight. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big thing that we've been noticing more and more, is basically how people can use technology, how the credit unions can use technology to not only keep up with, it's not even about the, like keeping up with the big banks, it's about just keeping up with expectations of consumers and members. Our phones, it's everything. So, and what we can do on them. So we've noticed that from a huge standpoint. So
based on your experience, what can credit unions do to kind of communicate better with their audience? Because I mean, there's been some significant growth this year, obviously.
Absolutely.
But what can they do to keep that freight train rolling?
Communicate in the current year, quite honestly. I steal that from like a Gary Vaynerchuk, where it's like marketing and communicating in the current year that we're in, 2016. We're big, obviously, on social media. I even hate to use the term social media anymore. I think it's communication. Mm-hmm. So, like, even something like an Instagram, I've been talking so much about this. There's about 1,000 credit unions that are doing it very well right now. And if you think of, we've all been in their credit unions. There's a digital camera. We all have our phones. We're all taking pictures, whether it's somebody's 30th anniversary or a member giveaway. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the pictures? Instagram's perfect for it, and your members love seeing it, and it's I think it fits so well, like, with credit unions to show what they're doing in their communities over and over and over again. And there's, like I said, it's went from, in the past 6 months or so, probably 300 credit unions active to probably crossing 1,000 right now that have done it very well. And I can tell you the banks aren't doing it. The bank number is very low compared to the credit unions, so it really is. And then you take it a step further, Snapchat just moved past Twitter and Instagram for daily users. Mm-hmm. We need to look at it, And I'm still trying to figure that out. So, that's something we just got on about a month ago. I think we already have about 400 connections in a month from around credit union land. So people are using it.
Okay.
How can credit unions use that with their members as well?
Yep.
Take a look at people that are doing it well. I wouldn't even say it's us yet. It's, but we've been watching people in other industries and how they're actually communicating with their customers. So how can credit unions communicate with their members in a whole new way, how they're doing it today?
There's something about getting the getting an inside look, a behind the scenes look at your credit union, or anything for that matter, that is magnetizing.
Absolutely. But then even being able to ask questions, I mean, that's the other great part of it, is you'll see people will respond to it. And I just think it's such the way we communicate is changing, and it's kind of bringing us all closer and closer together. But we need to make sure that as credit unions, we're doing the same thing. And we're we brought mobile banking earlier. How are we banking? But it's how are we communicating too? So I think there's a huge opportunity. I think there's some credit unions out there that are doing a great job of it already, and they're doing a much better job than banks are. So we just need to all do it.
And it's that what you brought, that immediate feedback, that
100%.
Is so precious. That
Absolutely.
I mean, you never had that before.
And how it all ties in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you think about that, if you're connected with them on a more personal level, then those life events that credit unions can be there to help. I think there's huge opportunities right now. It's just kind of opening up that comfort zone and focusing on where we need to be. Like, where are you spending time and resources and things like that? Does it still make sense to spend as much time on, say, Yellow Pages as it would to be on Facebook, or where people are getting their
Yellow Pages? Does that exist anymore?
I haven't had one in my house or office in 5 years, but exactly. So I'm talking about there, but where do people spend their time? That's a huge thing for me. So.
Good message to end on. Randy, thank you so much. Here he is, the content of curation.
Thanks, buddy.